you. I got the gift with your whole hood rat crew. What you think I do, sling skins for? Smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Do me, baby, I ain't down. My name ain't Tupac, I don't get around. You hitting this nigga, how that sound? First of all, you got me mixed up with somebody you done slept with. Hold up, that's my Nina Cherry shit. I got something slicker, let me just sip up on this liquor. All I wanna do is smoke a little chronic, slam you like Onyx, and get you hooked on this Biggie Smalls phonic. 102, how to squeeze 22s in them Reebok shoes.
You've been listening to Stasia from natitude.com on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks to the station and Bryce for making me not sound like a robot. Tonight, Public Dreams at W2 Storium, 151 West Cordova, 8 till late, $25 at the door, or at natitude.com. That's NADATODO.com. See you there.
I said, walk me upstairs, cause I forgot my Philly. She said, I don't care, just don't be acting silly. I knew I had a trap with my hardcore rap, and it wouldn't take a second before I had her on her back, twiddling with the brush strap. Threw on my silk CD, cause I wanna get freaky with you. Lose control, all the skins is all I could picture. Now I'm about to hit ya. Can I get with ya? Now, can I get with ya? Why you wanna get with me? Cause I gotta get you, hey. Can I get with ya? Why you wanna get with me? Cause I gotta make you get. Hey, can I get with you? Can I get with you? Hey, can I get with you? Big booty bitch, come on. Oh, you big booty bitch.
What's the matter with you, boy? You too stupid to do what your coach tells you? No.
No what?
I didn't mean to hurt you. Coach told me to pretend.
Bobby, can you do this for me? Every single game, can you do this?
Coach, not only will I do it for you, Yes, I'll do it for you.
Bobby Boucher. Bobby Boucher.
Smoking on your-
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. You're locked into the Barn Burner, and that was Bobby Boucher by Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. We got a killer little show lined up for you today with a lot of new stuff. New Grinder Man, new Come On, and new Urge Overkill. Yeah. It's been 15 years, but they put out a new single, and apparently they're recording a new album. We also have a band from Toronto in today doing a little bit of live music and an interview. The Grape Bloomers are going to be in today. Let's keep things going on the greasy tip with my favorite Tammy Wynette track. This one is called Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad. You are listening to The Barn Burner, the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues and country on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've never seen the inside of a bar room or listened to a jukebox all night long. But I see these are the things that bring you pleasure. So I'm gonna make some changes in our home. I've heard it said, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. So if that's the way you've wanted me to be, I'll change if it takes that to make you happy. From now on you're gonna see a different me. Because your good girls are gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swinginest swinger you've ever had. If you like them painted up, powdered up, then you ought to be glad. Because your good girls are gonna go bad. I'll even learn to like the taste of whiskey. In fact, you'll hardly recognize your wife. I'll buy some brand new clothes and dress up fancy for my journey to the wilder side of life. Because you're good girls are gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swinginest swinger you've ever had. If you like them painted up, powdered up, then you ought to be glad.
we could hear someone rattling the locks. Here's lying there with just my brother. He said, yeah, man, might think it might be the cops. And we sucked her and we sucked her and we sucked her dry. Yeah, we sucked her, we sucked her, we sucked her dry. I was Mickey Mouse. He was a big bad posters in the airport and the station. We took shelter. We took shelter under body, under body. We sucked her, we sucked her, we sucked her dry. And we sucked her, we sucked her, we shaved her dry. Kiss me, kiss me, you said goodbye. Kiss me, you said goodbye.
Stop your crying, baby. I know it's a lonely life that you gotta it's love that only I can share with you. I said, darling, listen, we'll cut the others down the side. There's something that they're missing beneath the armor of your eyes. I said, darling, listen, we'll cut the others down the sides. There's something that they're missing.
Sounds about like a good time to cut the record, being that it's skipping. That was the Johnnies with a track called Bleeding Heart off their album Highlights of a Dangerous Life. Before they're from Australia, a good old cowpunk band with members that were kind of in the garage punk hierarchy there in Australia, like the likes of the Scientists and the Be Suburban. And before that, speaking of the granddaddy of them all, we had Nick Cave and Grinder Man with Mickey Mouse and the Goodbye Man off their new album, Grinder Man 2. I was a big fan of Grinder Man 1, so I look forward to listening to that album in its entirety. If you were planning on going to that show on the 24th of November, was it 27th of November? You are SOL if you're in Vancouver, because the tickets are all sold out. So I recommend that you go down and see him at the Cat Theater in Seattle, because it's going to be one heck of a show. We've got a special guest today in the Barn Burner. We've got Great Bloomers from Toronto, Ontario. So thanks very much for being on the show today, guys.
Thanks for having us, Bobby.
Anytime. Now, you guys are currently on a Cross Canada tour.
That's correct.
Strictly Canada, no dipping into the States really or anything like that?
Not on this one.
No.
Just out to Victoria and then out to Halifax.
Coast to coast, though. That's a pretty impressive endeavor. I mean, you guys are driving.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, wow.
Beautiful drive.
It is. It's a gorgeous drive, and at least you guys aren't doing it in the wintertime. You guys probably get to see a lot of the different seasons change and stuff, being that it's like the fall. See, how come you guys being from Ontario, you're lucky, because you get these like gorgeous falls with like reds and purples and whatnot. And I'm from Alberta, where it's like yellow. That's like all you get, you know. It's a bit bland sometimes. How is in terms of response to the shows and stuff like that? Have you guys been getting pretty good turnouts or?
Yeah, everything's been great so far.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's been an awesome tour. And it's funny you mention it. Our last tour we did in the winter, actually in February, and by the time we got out to BC, it was 15 degrees. So I kind of feel like we got to escape winter for a little bit, which is amazing.
That is great. And you guys are hitting little nooks and crannies in the interior of British Columbia, like Nelson.
Yeah.
Too, which, and again, you know, I've spent, I was listening to some of your stuff or whatever earlier in the week, and I think it'll be very conducive to your sound. You guys have a very nice mountain harmony kind of thing going on, I think. You know what I mean? There'll be a lot of people going, yeah, right, we got a band like this in Nelson now. That's fantastic.
Everyone who I mentioned that we're playing Nelson to is just like, get so excited. So you're gonna have so much fun there.
Yeah, it is.
I haven't been there before, so
it's like Canada's own little like Boulder, Colorado. You'd expect like Hunter S. Thompson to come popping out or something like that.
We also played a little show in Mission, BC.
Okay.
About an hour outside of town, and it was amazing. At a guy, a really great guy named Paul's house. We recommend it to any band coming out to tour Western Canada. It's a fantastic spot.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear that? Mission. So Barn Burner fans, yeah, get out to the Fraser Valley and stuff. I know that at Mission, I know you're starting to get some really good shows in Abbotsford and stuff like that. So absolutely. Really, support local music in the Lower Mainland, period. It doesn't just have to be in the interior of Vancouver proper. I know that Langley also is putting on some good shows. You mentioned, Lowell, you were playing with somebody that you'd played with before when you were in Nelson. Who's on the bill for that show?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, playing with Wooden Sky and Yukon Blonde.
And Yukon Blonde. That'll be a fantastic show. And you guys are playing with Whale Tooth, I think, for the date tonight.
Yeah.
That's right. What's the what venue are you guys playing this evening?
Oh, you know, we're just figuring that out ourselves.
I tell you what,
not good.
It's easy enough, kids. All you have to do is go to Polestar or CITR.ca.
See, I was just trying to promote your websites, if anything.
Yeah, exactly. See, there you go. Send to the website and then stream all of our programming online. Yeah.
Check out all the other stuff. The
Great Bloomers. They know the symbiosis, right? One hand washes the other.
Team players.
Yeah, they're very much team players. So have you guys decided What track are you guys been playing with for us today?
Going to be playing the B-side off our new 7-inch. This is a song called Awake.
Right on. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we have the Great Bloomers here on the Barn Burner, CITR 101.9 FM.
It's nothing new to me to be vaguely vexed, laying beside myself alone in an overcrowded bed. Don't believe in the curious sights seen peripherally dancing in the corners of your eyes. Ooh. Well, I'll try to put away my busy thoughts. Possibly justify sleeping soundly while the world around me passes by.
Fantastic. Great Bloomers. Now, it's raining outside, it's miserable, and that song made me want to go walk on the beach at Spanish Banks. So I think you've your mission accomplished. Well done. Good stuff. Nice. Guys, that's fantastic. It's going to be a great show tonight. Remember Bobby Badger plus one at the door? You know, I might have to take the message, you know. Now, that's the B-side of a 7-inch, right? What's in the plans for you guys in terms of for full-length album, EP, stuff like that? You guys constantly record? I mean, or are you going to be recording after you get home from the tour?
Yeah, that's kind of the idea. I've got just about a full-length worth of new material. Just need to work it out and, you know, get it all ready and hopefully have a full-length for next year.
Are you one of those bands that writes while on the road, or are you guys kind of more of a, like, let's powwow, get in the studio and kind of bang it out?
Just got that question the other day, actually. I feel that on the road, there's seldom a chance to, like, sit down and actually think and work on something and spend time on something.
Yeah.
So I find the road is a good place to sort of feel inspired and, you know, that sort of thing. And then when you get home, you kind of are able to collect your thoughts and organize them and maybe come up with something.
Kind of get it in the hard drive and then you know, put it to paper and music kind of when you get home.
Exactly, yeah.
That's great. Being across, you know, going across Canada and doing a scale of a tour that you guys are doing, do you notice regional differences in terms of fans, or is everyone pretty, you know, is everyone pretty receptive? Do you find some to be a little bit more, you know, engaging, and some to be, it takes a little while to warm up?
I feel that, you know, it doesn't really matter where you are. It depends on sort of so many things, the venue, who you're playing with, whether or not the crowd is familiar with you. Mm-hmm. We're just now sort of able to see sort of the fruits of our labor, and you know in Calgary we played recently, and it was the first time being on this side of the country where everyone's kind of singing the words along with us and dancing, and
that's a pretty cool experience.
It was really cool.
That's my hometown. That's where I'm originally from, is Cowtown.
Oh, cool.
I had a chat with Rodney DeCru about this when he was on the show not too long ago, but a very, very steadfast roots community in Calgary.
Right.
You know, obviously, you know, it's still very, it's got that, you know, stigma, but half-truth of being still very, like, kind of agriculturally based and stuff like that. So you find that for, you know, kind of like a good acoustic or folk or country and western and stuff like that, you do get a lot of people coming to see the shows. Which is, you know, and surprising enough, when I moved up to Vancouver, I could not believe the roots community out here. It's crazy. You don't really have to scratch very hard to kind of find these amazing bands.
It's very true. So, yeah, and same in Toronto, too.
Yeah. What, in live music venues in Toronto, pretty easy to book, you know, a pretty thriving community for the most part?
Oh, there's so much going on in Toronto right
Yeah.
now. Yeah, it's pretty amazing, the abundance of talented bands and songwriters that are kind of emerging right now.
Nice. Who, as musicians, who did you look up to in terms of local musicians in Toronto when you guys first started kind of playing?
Sadie's, Constantine's.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Constantine's, again, they get spins on the barn burner, as do the Sadie's all the time. Actually, that might be my house band if I ever am so lucky to have a house band.
Right.
Well, guys, I wish you the best of luck. It's fantastic stuff. Good luck with the rest of the tour. And I tell you what, you get my contact info, and as soon as that EP or album is cut, then you send it my way, and it'll be getting some spins on the barner.
Will do.
On the barn burner. So that was Great Bloomers, ladies and gentlemen. Check them out tonight in Vancouver. Again, being a little bit unprepared. I know they're playing somewhere. I think it might be AMS. I saw like initials or something like that, but if you check our website or Polestar, you're definitely going to be able to find out where they're playing. Coming up, we have a dedication to my mom. She called me up and she's like, "You got to play Hoyt Axendell and the Dealer." I was like, "Okay, you're the boss. Let's do it." So here, and a nice little segue too, nice pretty little song from Hoyt Axendell. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Barn Burner, featuring the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues and country. If you want to get a hold of me, you can reach me at bobby@bobbyferris.com. If you want to stream this program online, like every other program on CITR, you can go to citr.ca, or you can go to my web domain at bobbyferris.com. Without further ado, here's Hoyt Axendell on CITR 101.9.
Touch Hoyt Axendell.
It was Della and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. It rolled out west where the wild sun sets and the coyote bays at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Down in Tucson way, there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar player was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Dear Randy played her a sweet love song, and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife, the dog had a gun, the cat had a shot of rhyme. Was a killer, he was evil and mean, and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted
fired his cook, threw a century note, and he swore the goon would die. Yeah, the stage was set when the lights went out. There was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the far back door. One stayed on the ground. Bar that night, and a dog and a cat ran too. And the tires got hot on the pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover, and a dog named Jake, and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true.
That was,
wow, wow, wow. That's awesome. That
is Della awesome. And the Dealer by Hoyt Axton, a request by my mom, Sandy Ferris.
Aww.
On the barn burner. I have the maestro of Inoiz in with me, Luke Meat, who has, who was,
well,
I just...
We were just saying his guest appearance on WKRP is like legendary, because he came in, because Jennifer Marlowe, played by, of course, Lonnie Anderson, was like, she was like a backwoods kid and became this sophisticated lady, and apparently, like, he came in, like, he asked her to marry him, you know, back in the day, and then he came expecting, and so she had to pretend that Johnny was her husband,
yeah,
and stuff like that. But he's got this great story, like, I mean, because, of course, he wants to kill Johnny and stuff like that, you know, and he's got this great story about my pappy and a man named Jenkins, and the woman he loved, you know, got together with Mr. Jenkins, and so he went over to Mr. Jenkins's house, and then Johnny's like, oh, to talk, and he's like, yep, and they went out into the back. And he shot him. and it's just like, you know, well, let's let the chips fall where they may.
The
chips are falling. Okay.
The more I think about WKRP in Cincinnati and Johnny Fever, there was hardly an episode where someone actually didn't want to kill Johnny Fever.
Pretty much. He was always in trouble with gambling debts and stuff like that.
I remember one episode where it's like the radio exec, you know, the big corporation, they came in and, you know, and Andy was trying to say, oh, no, things are really fine. In the first scene they see as they're walking the hallway, and Venus has Johnny up against a wall.
Oh, with a knife.
With a knife, remember?
They staged that. Yeah. They staged that whole thing. That because, was... yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. The racial imbalance with the disc jockeys. Yes. Phenomenal
so
show. I wish it could come out on DVD properly with the real music in the background, but
so,
they can't.
So they, no? It's just because they
just
can't
licensing.
Get the licensing,
it's the
right?
Same reason why Larry Sanders can't get put out on DVD, because all the performances were live. And it would just wind up in a whole bunch of legal red tape and that kind of stuff. So thank you, copyright.
Million-dollar question, Luke.
Yes.
That crazy song at the end of the show that sounds like a mixture of, like,
Santa
Elton John.
Paul Santa, I'll see me in the hair.
Say my tune, man. Jason Lewis and I always used to think about different lyrics we could put in there.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of YouTube things dedicated where they come up with words for it. It's pretty funny. You could just type in WKRP closing credits, and there's all these, like, little homemade Flash animation things with just with what they think the words are. But the truth is, there is no words to that song. It was the studio band just kind of doing a basic take track. And apparently they did this in the 60s and 70s when they just wanted to do generic stuff. Like, they would get the words later.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they
Let's
were just kind of
Pepsi
how the song was supposed to go.
Sound,
and then they,
right?
And then they go, okay, Pepsi now or whatever. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But the way that the producers thought, they just like, this is amazing. This is fine the way it is. And let's just let people think, guess, and put their own words in, you know, like
wow.
That kind of thing, you know.
And it's a catchy little ditty.
It's a great tune. You should almost end the show with that.
I think I'm
going
to today. Today the barn burner might have to be in with the rolling credits to WKRP in Cincinnati. Okay, before we start sounding like NPR, which tends to happen sometimes in here.
Good times.
Good times,
good
really
times,
nice.
Great
yeah,
times.
Yeah, good
yeah
muffins.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Totally.
coming up, we've got a band called the Smith Westerns. off of Fat Possum. They re-released this album. It actually got released in 2009, but it got such a good response that they released it again. Good little glam punk band. The name of the track is Girl in Love. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah.
That was the evil Ten Benson on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't really know what happened to those guys. Late 90s, early 2000s, I was telling my friend Tyler here that they kind of came out of the same scene as the Darkness. And
the Grands?
Yeah.
And we're calling these things?
What's that?
The 2000s, the
two grands. Did I say the two grands?
You said the two grands.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying. The two grands. Do you like that?
I don't know what else to call this thing.
Yeah, well, I don't know either. I mean, we're kind of lost. It's not like...
Maybe this one?
Yeah.
What's up, dudes?
It's like we don't have a teen to attack, you know, like that. You know, you'd say like, you know, the 1920s. And again, they didn't really call it the 1910s either. You know what I mean? It's like once you hit the 20s, like you can say the
20s. Yeah, once you're in the 20s, yeah, it's cool because we can start saying the 20s again.
But 2 decades before, you're completely lost.
Yeah, you have two whole decades. You have the zeros and the tens, don't really roll off the tongue that easily.
I like the two grands, and I'm going to call the next one the 2010s. I like it.
The 2010s.
The 2010s. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be easy.
It does sound futuristic, Bob.
It does sound a little bit Orwellian, I think.
It's like how I felt about the 90s when they came around.
Yeah. Oh, the 90s with their hover ships and their jet skates.
They had everything.
Yeah.
Going for them.
Yeah.
And then they didn't have anything.
No, nothing. Not a damn
thing. The internet came around.
Oh, you mean the famous internet?
Yeah, the famous internet showed up and people were hacking computers and
I didn't remember Napster.
I remember Napster, yeah.
Yeah, I remember Napster too. That was when you really like you had to work hard to steal music. You know what I mean? Like
you didn't know what you wanted.
Yeah, you totally had to know what you wanted. It just wouldn't just pop up in front of you.
But you could also search other people's computers to see if they had similar taste in you.
Yes.
And you can just grab other stuff off of them and I found a lot of stuff that I liked that I didn't know I would like before that way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I guess that's kind of the format now with, like, Pandora. Hey, Cam just arrived. Cam, what do you call the 2000s now that the decades pass? I was saying to Tyler, the two grands.
No,
see, Cam doesn't agree with me.
What do we have to call them, Cam?
What do we call them, then?
Just call them the 2000s, like a regular person.
No!
The 2000s?
Speaking of space age, man, that sounds like the Jetsons when you call them 2000s.
The 2000s?
It feels funny.
Really? It doesn't work either. We need to
Cam, it doesn't
else.
Roll off the tongue.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what this...
What about the 2Ks?
No.
Come on.
The 2 clicks? What about this?
The double
decade?
O's, the Dublés.
What about this decade? Can we call it the?
How about the Dublés, Cam?
What about the Dublés?
Yeah,
what about
definitely. Keep going.
What about the 20 deuces? If we're French and Canadian bilingual, can we call them the 20 deuces?
The double deuces?
Oh, the double deuces? You mean like the Roadhouse Bar with Patrick Swayze? Sure, I'll call it that.
Yeah, Patrick. Let's just call it Swayze.
Oh, by the way, Radioland, I feel like a bit of an idiot. I found out that the Great Bloomers, who I had interviewed and they played live, they're actually playing at the Pit. So. They're actually on campus if you want to go see them live tonight. So go out, get out there and do that. Support campus music. That last song you heard before Tyler and I and eventually Cam went on that tirade again was Ten Benson from the album Benson Burner with I Don't Buy It. And before that, we had the new Urge Overkill single called Effigy. They are rumored to be putting out an album fairly shortly. And I think they're playing like Quentin Tarantino's birthday party, I heard, like in a month and a half or something like that. But anyways, it's good to have those boys back after a 15-year hiatus. Next track I'm excited about, the new Come On was finally released. The album is called Beyond the Pale Horus. The track that I'm going to play is called Mirrors. Now, it's kind of got leaked and it's been out for 2 months, but I heard hide nor hair of it, but they will be on tour. So this is Sir Ian Blurton and Come On. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM. Stick around for Radio Zero in about 10 minutes. We'll be right back.
keep looking for the meaning now to the reasons why we let it all drift away.
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Thank you.